פרק חס. יהי רצון שלימודנו יהיה זכוס לעילוי נשמס ובארן יהודה לייב בן רב נוח צבי זכרונו לברכה. The eighth chapter of Masechas Kilayim moves on to another topic of Kilayim, not the prohibition of planting seed near a vine or in a vineyard, or planting two different types of seeds with each other, but the prohibition of crossbreeding animals of different types with each other and using two different types of animals to pull a wagon or a plow. Starting with the first Mishnah. Kilaya Karim, the seeds or vegetables planted, the grain or vegetables planted in a vineyard or too close to a vine, Asurin milizroa, you're not allowed to plant them there. Umilakayim, if you see them, you can't maintain them and wash them to stay for a little bit. Basurin bahana, and if they grow together, they create pentikta shamleya, a prohibition of getting benefit. Kilay Izraim, the first three chapters of the Mishnah discussed kilayim of plants, the prohibition of mixing two different plants together. Asur milizra'ah milakayim. You're not allowed to plant them, or if you see them growing, to want them to stay that way. Umutarin va'achila. But if they are planted together, let's say an apricot was grafted together with a plum, what comes out of that is permitted. Kol shekein bahana. You're allowed to eat it, and certainly you're allowed to get benefit from it. Kilay begadim. The prohibition of mixing two different types of material in a garment, meaning mixing wool and linen, what we call shatnez. Mutarin b'chol davar. It's permitted in every way. V'ein en asurin ela milulbos. You're just not allowed to wear them. Kilay behema. When it comes to the mixing of animals, both coupling different types of animals together, as well as the prohibition of when we talk about the prohibition of coupling the animals together, kilei behema mutarim legadol lekayim, you're allowed to raise an animal that was crossbred. You're allowed to maintain such an animal that was crossbred. The only prohibition is the direct coupling of the two of them together. When we talk about Kilay Behema, so the offspring of Kilayim, let's say you have a mule which comes from a horse together with a donkey. So if you put a male donkey with a female horse, or a male horse with a female donkey, so these are Kilay Behema, these are the animals of Kilayim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that you can't crossbreed a mule that is the child of a male donkey with a female horse together with a mule that is the child of a female donkey and a male horse, even though both are part horse and part donkey. Because the mother of one is a horse and the mother of the other is a donkey, so one is of the horse family, the other is of the donkey family. And just like you can't mate together a donkey with a horse, you can't mate together mules who have different kinds of mothers. Next Mishnah continues with the law of the prohibition of crossbreeding animals. Behema im behema, v'chaya im chaya. Domesticated animal with another domesticated animal, a wild animal with a wild animal, behema v'chaya, domesticated animal with a wild animal, chaya behema, wild animal with a domesticated animal. Tmeya, Tmeya, non-kosher animal with another non-kosher animal, Tahora, Tahora, kosher animal with another kosher animal, Tmeya, Tahora, non-kosher animal with a kosher animal, Tahora, Tmeya, a kosher animal with a non-kosher animal. In all of these situations, if there are different types, Asurin are not allowed to join them, Lachrosh, to plow with the two of them, the Rinshoch, or to drag whatever is normally dragged, Ulahanhig, or to use them and to lead them together, to pull them together. So pulling them or leading them, directing them together is prohibited. Because the Torah says, Lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. It's not only harisha, it's also not only shor v'chamor. It refers to any two different types of animals, and it refers to any type of leading or pulling. Mishnah Gimel, continuing about this prohibition of leading a mixed team of animals to pull a plow or a wagon. Hamanhig sofeg es ha'arbaim, the person who drives and thereby leads the mixed team of animals, deserves to get the 40 lashes. Vayoshev bakaron, and the fellow sitting in that wagon, also sofeg es ha'arbaim, gets the 40 lashes, because since they're moving because of him as well, he's also considered leading them. Rabbi Meir Poter, Rabbi Meir says that the person sitting in the wagon, he's not doing anything, he doesn't get lashes. Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Vashlishis shehik shura laritzuos asura. The way the Bartanur explains this, if you have two horses attached to the wagon, and you also attach to the wagon a donkey, even though you don't even need the donkey, because it would have gone with two horses, nevertheless, it's prohibited. We don't say that the donkey is as if it's not there. What we have here is a team of donkeys with horses pulling a wagon, and it is a prohibition. Mishnah Dalet. Ein koshnes hasus lo litzdidei hakaron v'lo la'achar hakaron. If you have cattle pulling a wagon, you can't tie a horse to the side or the back of the wagon so that he'll learn also to pull, because then sometimes the horse is going to push this wagon along, and with his body he will be leading the wagon and be participating with the cattle. And that'll be two different types pushing forward a wagon. V'lo'es havluvdukim lagmalim. In addition, you cannot attach the wild donkey, the Libyan donkey, together with the camels to push the wagon around. Even though it looks like a camel, it's a big, big animal. Nevertheless, it would be a prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol noladim min asus. Anything born from a horse, afal pi shavihen chamor, even if the father is a donkey. So let's say there's a mother horse and a father donkey. Then, since they both have the same thing, a father donkey, and they both have the same thing, a father mother horse, Mutarin Zeim Zeh, they are allowed to be with each other, because we focus mostly on the mother. Since the mother is a donkey, it's two donkeys with each other. V'chol noladim min hachamor, and anything which is born from donkeys, afal pi shavim sus, even though their father is a horse, Mutarin Zeim Zeh, they would be allowed with each other. Aval hanoladim min hasus, imen noladim min hachamor. But if the mother of one is from donkeys and the mother of the other is from horses, then it's two different types. Asurim zamzeh, they're not allowed with each other, as we saw earlier. And that's the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah now continues with classification of different types. This is important for Kelayim and for other halachos. Haprotios Asuros. This is a type of mule in which those that have horses for mothers are indistinguishable from those that have donkeys as mothers. So normally a mule born of a horse is different in three ways from a mule born from a donkey: its ears, its tail, and its voice. A mule whose mother was a horse has short ears, a short tail, and a soft voice. A mule whose mother was a donkey has long ears, a long tail, and a deep voice. So with normal mules, you could tell whether they came from the same mother and are of the same kind. The Prutuyos, however, do not display the differences in the animals born of donkeys or the animals born of horses. So a pair of two Prutuyos mules may include one whose mother was a horse and the other whose mother was a donkey. Now that is not allowed. You can't couple them together. So that's why the Mishnah says that Prutuyos, when you're Prutuyos, by definition, you're in doubt who the mother is, so therefore Asuros, you can't mix them one with the other. V'haramach mutar. Ramach is permitted. We don't even know what a ramach is. What we do know is that the ramachs have horses as mothers, and all the ramachs, since they all have horses as mothers, are permitted with each other. Then the Mishnah continues, Adnei Asadeh is a chaya. What is Adnei Asadeh? Bar Tanura has an interesting idea that Adnei Asadeh is some type of a creature who was attached by its navel to a cord which emerged from the ground, and yet its face, hands, and legs looked like a human being. And the creature was very dangerous, even though it was limited in terms of how much it could move about to the radius of the cord. It would kill anything that would come close to it, anything that would enter its domain. And the only way to kill it would be to get rid of this cord, would be to sever this cord. And hunters would stand outside the creature's domain and shoot arrows at the cord. And if they severed it, the creature would let out a horrendous groan and immediately drop dead. This creature is also called Yidoa, and one of its bones was used by the sorcerers called the Yidonim. This is the view of the Bar Tanura. So Adnei Asadeh is a wild animal. It's a chaya. Reb Yossi though says, Metamos ba'oel ka'adam, that if it gets killed, it would create tumas ohel, it would transfer the impurity if it's under the same roof as something else. Hakupad, the porcupine, v'chuldas hasnim, and the stone marten, are both chaya, are both wild animals. Chuldas hasnim, the stone marten. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beishami Omer Metami Kezayas B'masa V'Kadasha B'maga. Rabbi Yossi says that according to Beishamai, it conveys tumah through carrying the size of an olive of it, and that's through carrying, and it creates tumah of touch if it has the size of a lentil bean. In other words, as the Bar Tanura explains, we have a suffix whether it is a wild animal, and therefore the tumah of nevela, of a dead body in it, is a kezias. And it also creates a tumah if you were carrying it, like the nevela of a non-kosher animal. Or maybe it's not an animal, it's rather a sheret, it's just a rodent. And therefore it creates tumah when it's the size of a lentil, but it wouldn't create any tumah b'masa through carrying it. It only creates tumah through touch. So we are in a suffix. So therefore Rabbi Yossi says, according to Beis Shammai, if you carried a kazayas, it creates tumah. But b'maga, in terms of touch, it would create tumah misafik, even if it was the size of a lentil kadasha. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, neither in regards to Adnei Asadeh, where he thinks it creates tumah like a person in terms of within a tent. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi in regards to Chuldas Hasnaim, that he thinks that this chulda from the bushes, what we're calling the stone marten, he thinks that this is a safek, maybe a sheretz, and maybe a behem, maybe a chaya with tuma of chaya, of a nevela, we don't paskan like him, and we say that rather chuldas hasnayim is a chaya. It is a wild animal. It is certainly not a sheretz. Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah, another type. Shor Habor, the wild ox, grows in the desert. Min Behema, it is a type of Behema, domesticated animal. As a domesticated animal, if it's slaughtered, its blood doesn't need to be covered. But its fats, its chelev, is prohibited. Apparently the sages believe that it used to be a domesticated animal, just ran into the desert and became wild. Rabbi Yossi Ramin Chayu. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's a wild animal, therefore its blood has to be covered if it's slaughtered, and its chelev is permitted, and he holds that it's primarily from the desert. Now, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi again. Kelev, a dog. Min Chaya, that is a type of wild animal. Rabbi Meir Omer, a dog is not a wild animal. Min Behema, it is a domesticated animal. And halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Chazir, a pig, min Behema, is a domesticated animal. Arud is another type of wild animal. This is a wild donkey. Arud, a wild donkey, is minchaya, is a type of wild animal. Apil v'akof, the elephant or the monkey, minchaya, these are types of wild animals. Va'adam mutar imkulan. Now, the Torah says, going back to the idea of pulling things, the Torah says, Lo sachosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. You can't pull with an ox and a donkey together. But what happens if you have a ox or just a donkey? Can a person join with it? Would that be considered two species? No. Adam mutarim kulan limshoch. A man is permitted with any of these things to pull together, v'lachrosh, to pull the plow, ulhanhig, or to lead a person together with an ox. That's not considered kilayim, the prohibition of two different types, leading and pulling something. Adkan Perek Ches.